Thank you for joining me on today's program. This is Ray Martinez. We're going to have a lengthy discussion about what the Holy Spirit produces and the kinds of fruit in our lives it generates. And our reading is going to be from Galatians 5:22. Now, we're not going to cover it all today, so we'll be going in different segments. Next week will be a different segment about what the Holy Spirit produces. But we're going to take it all from Galatians because that fruit that it talks about is really a big blessing when you think about it. So while we study this matter, the Holy Spirit develops these characteristics such as love, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. We're going to break it all down. These things take time to develop, but they come as we need it. We are in the developing stage, I guess you might say. Big companies have what they call R&D departments. It stands for research and development. They need these departments to perfect the product or improve on it. We are in research. The Holy Spirit is developing us. According to the Bible, the fruit of the Spirit is listed in Galatians 5:22 through 23. Let's read this together. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Now, when we break it down, when you think about love, this is the unconditional and selfless love for others. Joy is the inner gladness and the contentment regardless of circumstances. Peace is that inner calm and harmony, even in the midst of chaos. Patience is the ability to endure and persevere with a calm attitude. Kindness, showing goodness, generosity, and compassion towards others. Goodness, moral excellence, and virtue in one's character and actions. Faithfulness, loyalty, trustworthiness, and reliability. And gentleness is humility, meekness, and a considerate attitude towards others. And the last one is self-control. And it really refers to discipline and restraint over one's thoughts, words, and actions. The fruit of the Spirit is the result of the Holy Spirit working in the lives of believers, transforming them to reflect the character of Christ. The Holy Spirit plays a significant role in producing the fruit in believers' lives. Here are a few reasons why the Holy Spirit is important in this process. There is that empowerment, and then there's the transformation. And then we look at the guidance it gives us. And finally, we want to look at the relationship with God. These are really important categories to really think about and try to understand clearly in our minds. When we talk about this whole idea of having this empowerment, it's the Holy Spirit empowers believers to live out the teachings of Jesus Christ and to manifest His character. The fruits of the Spirit are not something that can be achieved through human efforts alone, but through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit within individuals. The biblical references to the scriptures of empowerment are Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11, 2 Timothy 1:7, and Ephesians 3:16, along with Zechariah 4:6, 1 Corinthians 2:4, and Galatians 5:16. These scriptures highlight the empowering work of the Holy Spirit in believers, their lives, giving them strength, boldness, this guidance, and the ability to live according to God's will. When we talk about transformation, the Holy Spirit brings about a transformation in the hearts and minds of the believers. As they surrender and submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, they are gradually changed from the inside out, leading to the development of the fruit that Christ has provided us. Here are some biblical references that highlights transformation. 2 Corinthians 3:18, Romans 12:2, Titus 3:5, Ephesians 4:22 through 24, and 1 Peter 1:22. These scriptures emphasize that the Holy Spirit plays a crucial role in transforming believers into the image of Christ, renewing their minds, producing the fruits of the Spirit and enabling them to live a life that is pleasing to God. Take the time to read each one of those. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. And then there's the guidance. The Holy Spirit guides believers in their daily lives, helping them to make choices that align with God's will. By relying on the Holy Spirit's guidance, believers are more likely to exhibit the fruit of the Spirit in their interactions with others. Here are some biblical scriptures that highlight how the Holy Spirit gives us guidance. John 16:13, Romans 8:14, Psalms 143:10, Isaiah 30, verse 21, Galatians 5:18, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, Acts 8:29. Let me read that one. It says, "The Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it." Now, you know the rest of the story. Philip led another bondservant to the Lord. He met with the guy and baptized him. Read the story. It's a great story. I think you'll enjoy it. The Holy Spirit helps us discern truth. It teaches us God's will and provides clarity and direction in our lives. By following the guidance of the Holy Spirit, believers can walk in alignment with God's purposes and experience His leading in all the areas of life. Now, let's talk about the relationship with God. The Holy Spirit deepens believers' relationship with God. Through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, believers experience a closer communion with God. Isn't that what we want? Which strengthens their desires to live according to His principles and reflect His character. Let's take a look at some verses that relate to this. Take a look at Romans 8:26 through 27. And then take a look at Galatians 4:6, Ephesians 1:13 through 14, John 14:26, 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 through 12. Through the Holy Spirit, believers can have a personal and intimate connection with God, growing in their knowledge, understanding, and experience of His presence and love. Now here's a good one. The testimony to others. The Holy Spirit, can it guide us for the testimony of others? Of course it can. The fruit of the Spirit displayed in believers lives to serve as a testimony to others. When believers exhibit love, joy, peace, and other aspects of the fruit, it is a powerful witness to the transforming power of God in their lives, drawing others to the faith. I'll provide you with some great scriptures that highlights how the Holy Spirit serves as a testimony to others through us. Take a look at Acts 1:8, John 15, verse 26 through 27, 1 Peter 3:15, Matthew 5:16. I like what it says. "In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Take a look at 2 Corinthians 3, verses 2 through 3, 1 Thessalonians 1, 5. These scriptures emphasize that the Holy Spirit empowers and enables believers to be witnesses of Christ to others. The Holy Spirit testifies about Jesus through us, and we are called to testify about Him as well. Through our words, actions, and the power of the Holy Spirit, we can be a testimony to others of their hope and love and transformation that comes from a relationship with Christ. Our lives should reflect the light of Christ, and as we live out our faith with gentleness, respect, and good deeds, we can draw others to glorify God. The Holy Spirit works within us, writing the message of Christ on the tablets of our hearts and enabling us to share the gospel with power and conviction. In summary, the Holy Spirit plays a vital role in producing the fruit of the Spirit in believers' lives by empowering, transforming, guiding, and deepening their relationship with God and serving as a testimony to others. Next week, we're going to kick off our deep dive study. We will work through these characteristics in sequential order. Join me next week as we take a deep dive and talk about the identity of what love really is and what it is not. Take care. God bless you.